This is Method Man and the Mighty Wu-Tang Clan. Chilling. Jalen and Jacoby, man. They gave these dudes a show.
Jalen Rose, what I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
And we give the people what they want.
We have the head coach of the Chargers, Anthony Lynn, saying that he wants to have a workout with Colin Kaepernick. We have Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, saying that he's open to signing Colin Kaepernick. Man. Even the president said that Colin Kaepernick would be welcomed back to the NFL. Jalen Anthony Rose. Will we see Colin Kaepernick get invited to a training camp this summer?
Let me just say this. Colin Kaepernick's stance hasn't changed. But the circumstance of the people taking in the information have. Roger Goodell supporting Colin Kaepernick? Did you say the president supporting Colin Kaepernick? Did you say a head coach who happens to be black is welcoming workouts with Colin Kaepernick? So what's different? The political and the social and civil unrest that black and brown people have stood out and said, we will not deal with this oppression and this racism and go quietly. That has spawned a change. And based on that, Colin Kaepernick, yes, I believe will be in a training camp, deserves an opportunity, and was a really effective quarterback in the NFL before he got white balled.
I think that's an important point because Colin Kaepernick is so associated, and rightfully so, with this movement and with the fight for social injustice. However, people forget what a good quarterback he was in the NFL. Did it through the ground? Did it through the air? He was in the Super Bowl against the Ravens, got the ball on his own 20.
We were
just
there.
Just over 4 minutes left. Took his team all the way down to the 5-yard line with everything on the line. Think about those circumstances. And Colin Kaepernick didn't deliver the 6 points, but got really close against a great defense. Jalen, people forget how good he is. And I don't know if he is still that Colin Kaepernick that he was, but I want to find out. And he deserves a chance to prove it. I think that he is going to get not just invited to a training camp, but I think he plays his way onto a team. What do you think, Jalen?
I agree with you. He not only gets invited to a training camp, he will be playing. He will start a game this year. He will get a legitimate opportunity to play football. And while we have our dinosaurs who are pocket quarterbacks in Tom Brady and Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, we also have the young bucks who are very mobile. Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Cam Newton. So absolutely, and Colin Kaepernick has an opportunity to be effective in today's NFL.
I understand why you didn't mention Matt Stafford as one of the dinosaur immobile quarterbacks because it just makes you so sad. But you also didn't mention one of the young mobile quarterbacks, a gentleman by the name of Kyler Murray. And Kyler Murray said that he would be kneeling this year. And we also have people like Bill O'Brien said that he would kneel with his team, the head coach of the Texans, and others. Do you expect sort of like a league sanctioned almost like mass kneeling for the anthem this season?
So I'm not mad at people like Bill O'Brien understanding that oppressing and being racist against black people when they're getting their neck kneeled upon by society and police officers. I'm pretty sure that as a civil human being, he sees his responsibility to support that. But that's the same guy that just traded DeAndre Hopkins. I just got to point that out. And he talked about some of his personal issues. But I'm not mad at him at all. His personal circumstances, not necessarily issues. Here's the thing. The reason why 12 or 13 people were kneeling 4 years ago and 50% of the league are going to be kneeling now is safer. It's more mainstream. You may not lose your endorsements. You may not upset fans. Fans will be dealing as well. So now, because of that, people are more forgiving to the plight of black people. It hasn't changed, Jacoby. Eric Garner scenario was no different than George Floyd. It's just that we're during a pandemic. People are sitting still. And now all of a sudden you have to explain to your kids and your nieces and nephews why black people have been oppressed in this country. So, again, I welcome all of these people who are not black that want to support the movement. But let's not act like they weren't quiet years ago.
And you brought up an interesting point when you said the fans will be kneeling, because there's so much focus on what happens on the field. But listen, whether or not there will be fans in the stands is a whole other issue that we'll get into later. But imagine if there are fans in the stands, I also imagine it will be a moment of decision for them as well of whether or not they stand and kneel, which is also something we should look forward to monitoring as the season progresses. And also one thing we will always monitor as the season progresses is, why hasn't Cam Newton signed to a team yet?
Cam
Newton is a free agent in the NFL.
Cam.
And his former team, the Carolina Panthers, that did him kind of dirty when they released him, put up this on social media. Jalen Rose, choose your GOAT of the Carolina Panthers. And the options are Julius Peppers, Steve Smith Sr., and Luke Kuechly. Obviously a huge uproar because Jake DeLone was not mentioned. I mean, Cam Newton was not mentioned.
All terrific players, by the way, and the best at their positions for the organization. Julius Peppers, rushing the quarterback. Luke Kuechly, running side to side, getting running backs and or quarterbacks down and covering in the pass, as well as Steve Smith, the fire and catching footballs, going deep or across the middle. I understand that. But your poll has to have four players on it. You omitted Cam Newton. It was on purpose. And now that we're paying attention, here's what I want people to watch. The Carolina Panthers paid their coach $70 million to coach the football team this year. Okay, so I want to be seeing what kind of progress and what kind of difference he makes, since they felt like not bringing back Rivera and Cam Newton was best for the team.
I mean, it's just, it's mind-boggling. Just look at this. Look at what Cam Newton has done for this franchise. He has thrown for more yards than everybody else has worn the uniform.
Have you
passed for more touchdowns
lately
than everybody else that's worn the uniform, and rushed for more touchdowns than anyone else that has worn the logo on that helmet. I'm shocked that they would ask who the GOAT was in the franchise history and not include the person that has scored more touchdowns than everybody else in franchise history. Jalen, it is time for some very important news that matters. Now, Jalen, I need you to take this seriously, okay? And with everything that's going on in the world, sometimes you have to remember that we are just one planet in this universe, and scientists, actual scientists, real scientists that get paid to study these types of things, say that in the Milky Way, in our universe, there are at least 36 intelligent alien civilizations that can communicate. Now, Jalen, I've shown you video of these aliens flying in our atmosphere. I've shown you the video, and now we have scientists saying that there are at least 36 different civilizations in our neighborhood, I'll call it. Are you finally going to admit that there are aliens in our universe?
I'm not going to be able to do it. Why don't you buy some real estate and see what happens with that property? When you started talking about Milky Ways, initially I thought about the candy bar, and I love those. Caramel, chocolate, they're so very awesome. You know, they made me feel like really baseball when I was young. And then when you said more things that described, I was like, oh, Chocolate City, Washington, D.C. But either way, I didn't think of another planet in the orbit. Jacoby, I know you want to believe that it's out there, but it is not out there. It's not out there.
It is out there. And I am completely baffled by why you ask me, why don't I buy some real estate, and you tell me how that works for me. We'll be back in just 2 minutes. Stay tuned. It's Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit. Part of Happy Hour.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your goldfish to sing Bizet's Carmen? There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, you always complain to me about what topics we decide to discuss on this program. So we created a segment where you get to decide.
Fallout.
It is called Keep It Moving.
Ooh, so if you'd like to discuss the topic, just say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. And we start with one of my favorite people. Anthony Fauci has some bad news for the NFL. Anthony Fauci said that for the NFL to have a successful season, they would need to emulate the bubble structure that the NBA has. Do you think the NFL will adopt a bubble?
I do not think the NFL will adopt the bubble. 1,300 players, numerous coaching staffs, representatives, and people that work for the club. There will be an interruption with the NFL season. However, they understand the importance and the integrity of the schedule and the divisions and trying to complete the schedule. There will still complete the schedule, and there will be a Super Bowl champion. But there will be uncomfortable moments when your favorite player is missing a game because he tested positive.
Yes, there will be some asymptomatic superstars. And one thing I want to let you know about the superstar Anthony Fauci is he gets buckets. He was the point guard and the captain for the Regis basketball team. And I think he can still beat you one-on-one today.
That's all you care about.
Anthony Fauci gets buckets. Anthony Fauci gets buckets. He put 81 up on you, just so you know. Moving on. Well, the NFL season's in trouble, and so is the MLB season, but we do have an update. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Major League Baseball, this is your chance to seize the moment. If you fall out because of labor, it's going to set you back so very far. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. Keep moving. We keep it moving.
There is still a little bit of uncertainty about whether or not certain players for the Lakers will end up in Orlando. Keep it moving or hit the brakes. Well, Dwight Howard and Avery Bradley are part of the coalition that sort of has been vocal about their hesitations about going to Orlando. And the Lakers say they expect Dwight Howard to attend, but they're unclear about Avery Bradley. Do you think all of the purple and gold players will end up in Disney World?
Don't be surprised if some of the Lakers, Clippers, Bucks, Celtics, individuals that just decide that we're on a contending team, but we don't feel comfortable going to Orlando. It may be because of the social unrest. It may be because of coronavirus. But either way, don't take it personal. Fans, media, NBA, if they choose to forfeit their salary for their comfort, I understand.
Jalen, we almost had ourselves a Tyson versus Tyson boxing match. Keep moving ahead of it. Tyson Fury came out and admitted that there were some early advanced discussions about a potential fight between himself and Iron Mike Tyson. Jalen, I know that you and Mike Tyson have a relationship. Would you be a little concerned if Iron Mike Tyson were going into the ring against the heavyweight champ?
I would be concerned because he's tall, he long, and he got range. And those are the guys that gave Tyson a lot of trouble.
That's a good point.
And also, he's just up there in age. He's plus 50. But I'll tell you what, we'll be paying for the fight in person.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would be there.
No,
I would watch that. I would pre-order that. Jalen.
Ask Mike for a ticket.
Jalen, I have a very important update for you.
I will be there to wipe off his forehead.
Jalen, I have a very important update for you. Just say hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Multiple airlines have stopped serving alcohol and food on planes. Does this mean that you will not fly on planes anymore?
I will never travel again. I will never travel again. I took a flight the other day, Jacoby. I had on a mask. I was thirsty. I'm like, wait, what am I going to do? I was like, what am I going to do? I'm like, I'm not drinking nothing. The stewardess don't wear a mask. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not taking mines off. So, yeah, I might never travel again.
Well, it's too bad. When we come back, Mark Cuban has something to say about player protests. We'll tell you what that is.
We're
back in 2 minutes.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit. Part of Happy Hour.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, you know our colleague Jeremy Schaff is a real journalist. You know, he prepares, he's intelligent, and he puts people on the spot. And he did so earlier today with Mark Cuban about Mark Cuban's support or lack thereof of player protest. Mark Cuban said that if a player were to raise a fist or take a knee during the anthem, that he would support that. He supports all NBA players doing what is in their hearts. What do you think about Mark Cuban's support of player protests?
I like Mark Cuban, fam, but let me just take off my glasses and tell you something as I wipe the sleep out of my eyes, because I'm just tired of having this conversation. Sometimes I feel like he and our relationship just professionally are so close, but yet so far away. I would love to get him on the program, because it's like he hires Rick Carlisle. And I'm like, yeah, great. And then he says he crossed the street if he saw a black guy with a hoodie. And I'm like, just whoa. Like, what is he talking about? And then right now it's like I support people raising a fist or taking a knee. If they were being respectful, that'll go with a protest. Like, I understand that you're the owner or the overseer of the Dallas Mavericks and you have a really powerful voice in the NBA, but letting us know how you feel about those that are being oppressed and saying, I support them if they're being respectful is not a compliment, David. Talk about it tomorrow.
Dan Levitard from Highly Questionable are next. Thank you, Nestor Cora, for everything you've done for the show.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your goldfish to sing Bizet's Carmen? There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
We always say we give the people what they want and doing exclusive podcast content for you is part of giving the people what they want. And, you know, sometimes in the podcast, we like to take people behind the scenes, take them behind the curtain. And, you know, we started doing this during the quarantine and we were originally supposed to launch a half hour show at 4 o'clock on ESPN. I think it was March 31st, I want to say, Jay, right? I want to say somewhere around there. And obviously in mid-March, everyone's plans got twisted. And so Jalen and I decided that we were going to go live every day at 4 o'clock like we really had a show. We're like, all right, if we can't have a show, if TV isn't happening, then we're going to do our own show at 4 o'clock every day.
Like Lonzo Ball.
So we started going live. They're going to
get that ball and they're going to get that ball.
And then some of the people at ESPN Social, they got involved and the digital video team and the social team helped us out do some lives. And we had tech problems all the time and echoes. And then finally we had a gentleman by the name of Nestor Cora come into our life.
Nestor Cora.
He's in Atlanta and he was the director and he took us on some, a new,
Miami,
he was in, oh yeah, I said Atlanta. He's in Miami.
Not in Atlanta.
And he took us,
Miami.
He took it, just did a one man band. He put all the graphics up, all the music up,
he's
everything.
He's the one man army A song. He brought, never been taken out.
He is the one man. He is the one man army A song. And I will say that he brought us to the air so we can give the people what they want on television. This is going to be
and
his
Jacoby
last time
just
for
learned
now.
His name 5 minutes ago.
I may or may not mistake his name for Nelson quite often, but that's not out of a lack of respect because he's the important, most important person here. You can do the show without me. You can do the show without Jalen. Can't do the show without Nestor. Appreciate everything he's done for us. And we'll continue to give the people what they want after that. Now, Jalen, a couple things I want to discuss. Okay. Number one, Mike Gundy. So there's sort of, it's just sort of there's some new old reports. Some old reports are sort of being resurfaced about him being accused of using a racial slur in a game while he was a quarterback in 1989. Does this surprise you? Does this change how you feel about him? Like, what is this information? How does that change the narrative of this week with Gundy at Oklahoma State?
So here's what I want black athletes to understand. Bubba Wallace doesn't have the leverage that you have because he's the only black driver in NASCAR. And it's great that he can get them to consider pulling down Confederate flags, that's as much about the climate and trying to grow the game as it is about our protests. Stay woke. Baseball players, 7 or 8% are Black Americans. It's great that 20 or 30 of them did an amazing video. They have the strongest union in sports. Their sport still has lagged behind in what it takes to show that it's about diversity and equality. So now you got to play to the power. And where does that happen? I don't care if it's Jim Brown. I don't care if it's Kareem and Bill Russell in boxing. Floyd Mayweather could be Muhammad Ali as it relates to just the power that they have as individuals. And so if you're those two sports, the NBA and the NFL, you have to find the opportunity right now to use your power, your voice, and exactly flex your muscle to get what you want in the communities. And that means donating. That means vendors, contracts, all of the things that power, positions, ownership, GM, president, coaches, like this is the chance to make that happen. And if you don't do that as the most powerful Black conglomerate that we have in sports, and then you pair that with entertainment and comedy and actors and so many people that have become independent contractors, if you don't do that, that's a loss. So right now, Jacoby, I'm looking for that to happen. I'm enthusiastic about the progress of that. And like I said, so many people, when they talk about resuming the NBA season, bring up money. And my favorite athlete of all time, Muhammad Ali, he would take a stand and do it even if it cost him money. And so I'm eager to see if the player is going to make sure the league acquiesce to their request, or we won't have an NBA season. Stay tuned.
I think we will have an NBA season, but I also think that it will be an NBA broadcast and an NBA presentation that is very much in support and aware of this current movement. I think that it will be it will be very much a presentation that is aware of everything that's happening in society. And it will not be a little something that is pushed to the side when it comes to the product that the audience gets.
Well, it got to be. It better be. And like I said, like those are the power of sports, in particular basketball. And it's important to let your voice and your power and your range be acknowledged during this time. And to be honest with you, as a taxpaying citizen, I'm really disappointed in the police department. Because it's one thing for these lynchings, killings, murders to continue to happen. It's another thing to flagrantly continue to make sure it's another thing for them to take place during the coronavirus pandemic where we're quarantining. Like that cuts down the volume of people that they interact with. So imagine, Jacoby, if you're seeing one video, that means 50 or 100 of them actually took place that you did not see. And that's a frightening thought.
And I encourage everyone listening to this podcast to look into the details of the two young men that died in Southern California, because there's
the hangings.
They were originally ruled as suicides. And there are some extremely suspicious details that certainly hint at, if not a cover-up, then a negligent job done investigating the circumstances of
Damn.
The death. Of
I got to people. Atlanta the day that Rashard Brooks was killed at the Wendy's. Mm-hmm. I was there that day. And these circumstances and situations continue to happen. And while 16 or 18 cities banned chokeholds and we're trying to do an executive order for both sides to agree on about what to do about police brutality and inequalities, I just got to say something that's not political, but it's really important. It's counterproductive when so many people that represent a certain mental mindset, not necessarily a political affiliation, still do things like never acknowledge Black Lives Matter or acknowledge I can't breathe, or during this climate, not wear masks, not wear masks on purpose. Like, I know that your goal is to make it look like a pandemic isn't taking place, but I'm still socially distancing. I'm not going to work. NBA, NFL, sports are not having fans, but yet we having rallies with fans. Is that happening? Like fam, that's happening. And so as much as I get encouraged to see white people carrying signs that say Black Lives Matter, it breaks my heart to know that there are still people doing rallies without masks that almost seems like rallies. It's really unfortunate that that's happening simultaneously.
Jalen, I want to talk to you about something that's very important to my son, and that's the Ford Motor Company. They've released basically a Ford Bronco, and they're going to do so on July 9th, which is the birthday of O.J. Simpson. And the Ford spokesperson said that was actually just a coincidence. But one thing I wanted to talk to you about was a concept that was first coined by a gentleman by the name of Kevin Wilde, someone who is very close to us, the K-Man, who also appears on
Family.
First
K-Man.
With Nick Wright. So the K-Man,
television,
you know,
star Jalen, now. He looked handsome, Jalen, on TV.
Oh, yeah. He looks great. Always, he's always been so handsome. I'm glad everybody else gets to look at him. So he had this idea. You know your Huaraches that you won with the Fab Five, and that they'll re-release those from time to time? Jordan 1s, they'll re-release from time to time. The retros, they call it. Everybody who knows anything about sneakers knows those. And that's basically what Ford is doing with the Bronco. And K-Man said that we should be doing this with all cars. Like, shouldn't Mercedes-Benz be coming out with those 80s Mercedes just with a refurbished engine and with the latest technology inside? So my question for you is this. If you could get a throwback vehicle, so it's got all the latest bells and whistles inside the car and under the hood, but it just looks like a throwback vehicle. If you could have one throwback vehicle, what throwback vehicle would you have?
This is easy. I've already thought about this.
Easy.
You're right. This is easy. And while you're right, they should do a lot more throwback vehicles with new model technology and engines. That would be dope with the old school body styles. The problem is they just don't carry as well if an accident takes place. But here's what I'll say. Old school Chevy, maize and blue, Michigan helmet on the hood, suicide doors. Soon as Juwan got the job, I'm like, I'm doing it.
Michigan helmet on the hood.
I'm doing it. The Wolverine gonna be on the hood. Not the actual helmet, but the Wolverine. It's gonna be a wrap. The car is gonna be a replica of a helmet without the cage.
So Jalen, I have a question for you. Now, I didn't learn this until I was like 25. You know why the Michigan helmet looks like the Michigan helmet, right?
Not necessarily.
Do you know what that pattern is? Can I tell you what that pattern is? It'll blow your mind. Once you know, you're like, oh, that makes perfect sense. So before they didn't wear helmets when they played football, right? Then everyone started getting hurt. So they're like, all right, we need some helmets. But with helmets they had, they weren't like helmets you see now. They were actually sort of like padded leather. And they were sort of like cloth style. So that pattern, those three bars going from front to back and the forehead being sort of blocked, that was the actual look of the old school football helmet. So it was like a catcher's mitt. Imagine a catcher's mitt. Like, it's like a catcher's mitt on your head. And that was the pattern. The three stripes going back protected your head. And then the big pattern in the front, the forehead, protected your forehead. And that is why the Michigan Wolverine football helmet has that pattern on it. It's so wonderful to be able to tell
great
that
knowledge.
To one of the most famous people to ever wear the Michigan M. One of the most famous people to ever
that
wear the
dope.
Maize and Blue.
I did not know that.
One thing I love about our relationship
is I love about our relationship is you will be on like CNN or you'll be on Mike and Mike or you'll be, or not, that doesn't exist anymore, but you'll be on Get Up and you'll be like, hey, Mike Greenberg, let me tell you something about the Michigan helmet right here. you'll act like you knew since you were 10 years old. You know what I mean? And that's one thing I love about our relationship in the media. If I have a really good point or opinion or story, I will see you use
up and down different outlets later.
And you know what? I'm not even mad because I steal your opinions all the time. I steal your stuff all the time. That's
if
just part
you don't want
to
know, waste of time. Look up and down, say, I'll take her.
I'll take it. But it didn't. It did feel like you thought it was like a Wolverine, right? Like that little, like there was a Wolverine ears in the front.
I did.
I thought it was supposed to be like the patterns of a Wolverine's fur or something. But now someone
that
told
totally
me about the
helmet
pattern. That's what
but
it is.
But that's the car. Old school Chevy, suicide doors, maize in blue, helmet on the hood.
See, I think this something is cultural. I think the people
around
look
the
like you. I think the people that look like you want to be recognized by their vehicle more than people look like me. Or it might just be a difference between the two of us individually. I don't want to drive a vehicle. When I drive it, someone goes, oh, there goes Jacoby. That's Jacoby's car.
Can I tell you something? There's one word. It's called poverty, slavery. So, like, we found ways to make sure material things define us. Because we went from wearing chains and shackles to sporting chains. And so now that we're able to do so, oh, we're going to be loud with it. Suits, shoes, hats, cars, rims, tires, music. You're going to hear us coming. You got to deal with it. You know, you just got to deal with it. You hear gorillas in the truck. You can't even hear the lyrics. But the music going to be so loud. The bass going to be so loud. Like you're going to understand that this is my whip beating down the block. Because this is my car. I pay the insurance on this vehicle. This is me right here. So I don't care about your opinion. That's what makes that start to happen.
Jalen, University of Texas football program. 13 football players confirmed positive COVID-19 tests. 13. 13 on the football team. 13.
They don't have a game today or tomorrow. It's fine. It's not a big deal. Human beings have coronavirus. You and I both have it. We're just not taking tests. People that are taking tests are going to have it. And so now that you're discovering in June who has it and you can figure it out by July, you could play some football August, September.
We'll see. One thing I've learned in the past 5 months, 4 months has really taught me a lot. And one thing I've learned is right now, I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what the future holds for college football. I don't know what the future holds for the NFL, for the NBA, for our society. Like, I don't know what the future holds. Nothing would surprise me right now. We've been through a lot. And if there's a college football season, great. I feel like there's going to have one, you know? I feel like the roster's going to expand to like 90 people. And this is going to be like, you know what? We're having a football season. So,
well, this is the kind of season it's going to take, and I'm happy about it. Now we have no choice but to beat Ohio State. You know? They're in trouble this year. Justin Fields is a beast. Their quarterback, he's a beast.
How many times are y'all just going to lose to Ohio State and lose the Big Ten until people start talking about Harbaugh's job? You know what I mean? Like, how long is it going to take?
That's our guy. Don't worry about our guy. That's like judging our show off ratings. That's the dumbest thing ever. Like, Vanilla ISO records.
Wait.
But that don't mean he got a dope album here, great MC.
I can't wait until you're speaking at some University of Michigan event. You're talking to the crowd before a big football game or a basketball game, and you're like, do you guys know what the pattern on the helmet comes from? I can't wait to get to it.
Yo, let me teach you guys something right now. I'm an old school Wolverine, guys. And that helmet represents tradition. And let me tell you something. Before they were making football helmets, the Michigan Wolverines were innovators. Those three slits, those three spaces are what make us special and what make us different. You know why? Because we kept it. We kept it. Everybody else turned it away, but we kept it.
You're the best, Jalen. We're off tomorrow. We are back on Monday. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
And shout to somebody that I saw on Twitter that follows our show really closely. It was like they heard us both mention Chris Parker, a.k.a. the teacher, KRS-One. And they binge-watched and listened all of his music and videos, and now they recognize him as a GOAT and one of the best lyricists to do it. And you know why is that? Because we're not done. We're not done. We're not done.